This is an audio boo about audio boo for digital glue. And my name is Roger Overall, and I'm sitting here with Paul O'Mahony. And Paul is, if not the leading audio boo or audio boo producer in Ireland, then certainly one of the leading. I can't imagine anybody else produces more content. But I want to talk about audio content and producing audio content. I'm very fortunate that Paul is a very dear and very good friend of mine, so I can pick his brains about it. And we're going to have a conversation about audio as a means for producing and consuming content, particularly in a mobile environment. But Paul, tell me, what draws you to producing audio content, and particularly short form, off the cuff audio content?
I wish I knew the answer to that, and I'll tell you, it's a bit of a mystery why it happened. The technical side of it is that I suddenly got somebody in the UK sent me a tweet telling me that I might be interested in this audio thing called Audio Boo. That doesn't explain why I got interested in doing it, because I get sent things by people fairly often. And I usually look at them, and I did look at this, and I decided, well, let's see how this works. And I just darted it, and it was a bit like a rolling ball gathering moss or something like that. It moved a tiny bit the first time I recorded it, and then I did a particular audio, depending on how much time we have to chat about this, I could tell you that I stood outside a pub in County Clare in Ireland on a Sunday morning at about, I don't know, 7:30 or something like that. The place was shut, and I spoke about the owner, who was a particularly important character in the local community. And I spoke about that, and I did this little recording, and I just put it out there, and Audio Boo, the company, picked it up and made it a featured Audio Boo. So very early after doing it, I got a bit of feedback, if you like, from somebody else, a third party, that what I had done was actually worth listening to. Now, that was a huge morale boost. That's certainly one of the reasons why I got into audio, because I had a very early success.
But you could have written about the man, you could have made some notes and then written a blog post about him.
I could have, and I at the time when I started doing audio, I was, you know, a writer all the time. I just was writing full time almost without, you know, that was what I did from morning to night practically. The thing that audio has done is actually stopped me writing. And I have, what next happened along the line was that I had a revelation one day that, you know, first of all, hardly anyone is able to write very well. Now that's fairly straightforward enough. But the next thing is that I discovered through chatting to people that there are a whole lot of people who don't like reading. They don't actually like reading. They do it. They have to do it. But they don't actually enjoy it very much. It is not their chosen way. And then I realized that almost everybody, anybody I could think of, likes audio. In other words, they like sound. Right? They like the sound of their own voice, or they may not like the sound of their own voice. They certainly like listening to other people talking. They like conversation. A whole lot of people, then I started to think of people liking this radio. Everybody I knew liked radio, really. I mean, some people thought radio was old-fashioned, but sound, humans like sound, right? They like it in different ways, in different degrees, in different cultures. They got different degrees, but I thought, look, let's get this clear. I have been wasting huge amounts of my energy using writing as the way to get to people. The thing everybody likes most is sound. If I had been making all of my content as a sound first and then writing some of it up, I'd have done a better job as a communicator, I believe, now.
What do you think that it is that appeals to people about sound?
It's the first thing you hear in the womb. It basically goes right back to the womb. You're in the womb. You can't read when you're in the womb. You hear the sound. You start off, you're as a programmed organism from the earliest days. Sound is the number one thing, right? I presume hot and cold, tactile, you know, that those senses are also there. But I think the sound, there's loads of evidence that, you know, mothers will tell you this. They get kicked by their kids, by their the the child in the womb when certain music is played. Right? I don't know if your wife had this experience, if you can remember anything from your childhood, Roger, but I certainly can remember The Road to Amarillo. Do you remember that song? Peter Kay, wasn't it? I'm on the road to Amarillo.
If Peter Kay was singing it when you were a baby, then we've gone through some time.
I'm talking about my daughter, who's now seven, right?
Yes,
when my daughter was seven, right? Yeah. She would kick my wife when that song came on. So we are born absolutely hooked by sound. So I believe I'm on sound ground.
I think you're right.
In saying that.
Sound ground. Well, I think I may have. Have I told you this story that I used to sing to my daughter when she was in the womb, and I would sing a song. And I never sang the song after she was born for a couple of years. And then one day I was singing the song and I stopped at a certain point and she completed the sentence. Me having never sung the thing after her birth, because it was her, if you like, embryo, her fetal song. Now, I'm interested then in, so audio content is something that appeals to us. Is it easily consumed? Is that the same as being appealing? Is it easily consumed, do you think?
Do you know, I just got to chip in one thing. You know, these words like content and consuming are kind of the antithesis of me, right? Okay, this is just me. No, this is not to say you shouldn't use them, right? But when I say to you, content, right? So if I speak something to you now, right, how on earth can anyone else get to hear this conversation? And that is a bit tricky, right? It's a bit tricky because, first of all, you can sit in your office at work with your computer on the desk and you can read stuff silently without distracting the person next to you. You could listen to audio and people do it an awful lot more than they ever admit. They watch YouTube and they listen to audio. All you have to do is put on headphones and you can have earbuds and you can be fairly discreet about it. So it's far from difficult, really, to do it. But where audio has a huge advantage is that once you've got it on your smartphone, once you've got it on your tablet or whatever, you can drive in your car and you can drive from A to B, and instead of, you know, people used to play CDs and they still do, but nowadays you can now listen to podcasts all the time in your car. And then the other area, which is you can go for a walk and you can play audio to yourself when you're walking. You wouldn't be doing it with video, right? You wouldn't be driving a car when you're doing video. So there are actually, I think, two or three places you can listen to podcasts while you're sitting on the loo, right? Private space, nobody's going to bother you. You can sit in there and you can spend as long as you like doing that. You can do the same in the bath, actually. You can close the bathroom, soak in the bath. Now, you can also do video in the bath, I know that. But there are certain places, and these are precious places where actually you're open for intimate communications, right? Very particularly powerful ones, you see. So I think there is a great, if you wanted to get a message, I know this in across to particular people, audio is very good because there's a good chance that they will put on the headphones, cut out the rest of the world, and focus on your content much more easily than they're flicking through looking at things on the iPhone or on the Android phone or on any recording device. People flit between websites really quickly. I'll bet you that people listen longer to audio or even to video, watch video, or longer than they read.
It's very immersive, I agree.
Skimming is what we have to do to survive as a reader. You know, you cannot afford, I can afford to possibly read 2 blog posts a day properly. 2 and only 2. I mean, if Liz Strauss puts up a blog post, that's going to take me an hour to actually focus on it. And that's the only blog post I'll read that day, right? I can skim 100 blog posts in the same day and each of them I'll just quickly flick over, right? None of them will change my life. But a piece of audio could change my life in 10 minutes or less.
It seems that you almost have to, okay, well, you do have to find a space to listen, and you need that lack of distraction almost. It does it does require almost less effort on your part for audio content to come into your awareness and for you to understand and absorb what's being said, I think. You don't have to put... When you're reading, there's kind of an active effort, whereas we can almost listen passively.
I'm a bit suspicious of writers, you know that. I think anyone can write anything, and I can't really tell if they've written it. And also, especially in business, I'm very suspicious of the tricks that writers can play on you. Now, on the other hand, if I listen to a piece of audio, I relax while I'm listening to it. I really and truly have self-confidence that I will be able to immediately spot anyone who's pulling a trick on me. So I will know lack of authenticity and lack of genuineness. I will know bullshit. I will know stuff that's not true much quicker. I mean, audio is more like smell. Audio comes to you at several levels at the same time. One is that it comes to you at the level of content, in other words, the facts and the stuff that's in it. But it comes to you at the level of music and leitmotifs and under stuff that is behind the scene, the rhythms and the tone and the pace. All of those things convey meaning. And they are about the meaning is contained, the meaning is indicated by the particular arrangement of timing, tone, cadence, pitch. The way that is all clunked together tells you if this person is actually really believes what they're saying. You know, and that is the first thing is, should I believe what I'm being told? Most times I think people don't believe most of that what they read at all. Mm-hmm. But once you're in the presence of somebody who's gripped you with a piece of audio that you think is totally trustworthy, then you're ready to go on a journey with the person who's communicating with you via the audio. And I mean, I haven't worked this out for myself, to be truthful, Roger. I actually think that there is a very good case to be made that you will be more persuasive via audio than via writing. And that the technology will make it, and our customs and habits, you know, there is, customs and habits will gradually change. And I'm convinced, really, before I die, I believe audio will rule the world.
So audio has a massive future. Can we talk very quickly then, very briefly, about producing audio? Because is it complicated? People listening here will be thinking, well, I think of audio and I need a studio and I need a microphone and I need it to be soundproofed and I need an engineer on the other side of some glass. And,
oh, my God.
You know, how do I do this?
This is a case where a guy has actually, you know, planted a question, really, because he knows me so well. Look, if it was complicated, I wouldn't be doing it, right? I mean, I am a guy who will only do uncomplicated things, right? So if audio wasn't the simplest thing in the world to do, I wouldn't be doing it, right? The marvellous thing is I could tell you three or four different things that you can get, which are so bloody easy to use, Roger, that you can start a recording studio in the open air, in the middle of an empty field, right? That can be your recording studio. You can have a recording studio in your car. You can have a recording studio anywhere, right? The point is, you know, you will get a different quality depending upon where you record. It does help if you have an idea about acoustics, if you understand something that sound is either absorbed by something and goes down a plug hole, right, and is, you know, sucked in, and or else it comes back to you in the form of an echo, the two extremes, right? You know, so, I mean, and in between those, there's all sorts of different things. Now, these days, first of all, it's bloody, bloody cheap in terms of money to get out there producing, you know, a radio show, right? I'll call it a radio show. You can link with people costing you no money because, you know, not only is Audioboo free, but there are Audioboo and there are, SoundCloud even gives you a certain amount of free, you know. So there are several, and there are others that I don't know. You know, I haven't got time to be experimenting with them. You just the key thing is the tools are simple, really. I mean, everything is simple, getting simpler all the time. To be honest, you can make videos simply too, as well. You know, I'm not saying audio isn't. I mean, that it's much, much, much harder to write than it is to talk, frankly. I mean, the job of putting together a sentence that somebody will want to read the next sentence, that's a bloody tricky business. But, you know, people will... So many people are actually good at telling stories. They can tell a joke. They can be very sincere. And frankly, if you don't want to, you could read other people's stuff. You can make a radio program in which you don't have to think about the content at all. You can just practice, you know, reading what other people have written.
Or practice interviewing other people and let them do all the talking for your blog posts.
Absolutely.
That you're posting.
You know, I'm with Roger Overall today. Roger, what's the news? And you record the next 20 minutes of Roger talking. And thanks very much for listening to Roger Overall. See you next week when I'll have, you know, Joe Bloggs.
Well, I'd like to say thank you very much for listening to Paul O'Mahony.
I do all right?
You did wonderful.
Did I
well.
Give the right answers?
All the answers you gave are always the right
answers.
Were
they the right ones? Where was that script you gave me, Roger? You told me to say some things. What did you tell me to say?
And therein lies another charm of audio recording. You never quite know what's going to happen. There's no scrubbing out of stuff here. There's no erasing anything.
You mean you're not editing this down?
No.
Are you going to share this unedited?
I'm going to share this unedited.
Oh, God, you mean I'm going to... No, please edit it. Please do. Take out all the stuff I didn't mean to say, will you? Just keep in the stuff you agree with.
That's a private joke between Paul and me. I get the reference. Anyway, I'm going to sign off now before this descends into utter lunacy. But what you have heard are some very strong reasons why audio and producing audio material can help you get your message across quickly, efficiently, and very, very effectively. Thank you very much for listening.